I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, well, well. Tonight, I have my dear friend, Sarah Jessica Parker, here. Am I excited? Yes. Am I happy? Yes. Why? She's delightful. She's like the glittering Empire State Building. She's like a twinkling star. She's my friend. She's your friend. She's all of our friends. This'll be good. See ya.
She's my pal who's kind and clever, and I love her more than Mr. Big could ever. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sarah Jessica Parker now. Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with an actress who always delivers on the feels and the heels. My guest tonight is the star of the poignant and wonderful new movie. I saw it last night and I loved it. It's called Here and Now, and I'm so glad she's here right now. I'm so glad I just SJP'd myself a little bit. Please welcome back my friend Sarah Jessica Parker. Great to see you. SJ, those boots. Those are SJP collection? What are they called?
Yeah, this boot is called Studio.
And how much does go for?
It's not a modest sum, but it's also relatively, compared to others, perhaps of equal quality.
Perfect.
A bargain.
Yes. I know. Yeah, because Nene and Kim were rocking these like $30,000 pair.
Oh, yeah, no.
This is under a grand.
This is, oh, Lord, yes.
Yes,
of
Lord.
Course,
okay,
of course,
good.
Of course.
All right. And as they say, keep your friends close and your spiritual advisors closer. Yes. Over at the bar, it's my rabbi, Rabbi Sharon Kleinbaum. Hey, Rabbi Kleinbaum. I'm so glad you're here. I've been feeling like I needed to be in your presence. I always feel that way, but especially for the last couple weeks, and I'm going to be turning to you for some words of wisdom in a bit. So thank you so much for being
here. Love you.
I want to get started. Tonight we watched MJ and Tommy's wedding on Shaw's, and Vita, MJ's mom, freaked out about MJ's choice of peach Sephora lipstick. I just want to get, SJ, how do you feel about that peach lipstick?
Well, she's the bride. I mean, shouldn't she just wear whatever lipstick she wants?
Exactly, that's the point. You know, clashing
rabbi?
With the rabbi agrees.
Yes, yes.
Clashing with Momzilla may not be funny, but MJ and Tommy's ceremony certainly was. Take a look at this. It is hilarious and nuts.
Okay, I'm going. I can't even believe it. I know. This
This is why this my wedding is so important.
Has MJ ever been to a wedding before?
Ow!
Guys!
Wait, babe, I think you're stepping on it.
I definitely am.
What timing? Oh.
Absolutely.
Why are you laughing? This is important.
It's so annoying. Is this?
He's so annoying. You. Shut up.
I pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, my God. Those crazy Persians. Rabbi, they're crazy Persians. Yep. SJ, I loved the movie so much. And what was a big surprise, you sing in the film and you play a singer.
I do.
Over the closing credits, you sing, can I say?
Sure.
You sing the Tiffany song, I Think We're Alone Now, which I loved, but it's meaningful. Can you give me a little bit of the chorus?
You could have warned me.
I know. Well, I didn't want to because I was worried you wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. I really can't, and I can't really remember which key it was in, but I'm just going to take a stab at it. I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Yes! I loved it. Before we get to your questions for SJP, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Sarah Jessica is such a wonderful friend that she once named a pair of heels from the SJP collection, the Andy. There I am modeling them. Now, thank you. Unfortunately, they were discontinued due to lack of demand. But here's what, I wonder how well she remembers all the other shoes she's worn that aren't named after iconic late night hosts. Let's find out with Pick and Shoes. I'm gonna show you two sets of shoes and describe an event you attended. You guess which shoes you wore to that event.
Okay.
Okay, so look right here. Which shoes did you wear to the celebrities rally to support California's Proposition 65 to toughen restrictions on toxic discharges in 1986. The cowboy boots or these chunky pink pumps?
I'm gonna say it was the cowboy boots.
It was the cowboy boots. SJ, what was your airport footwear of choice back in 93? These lace-up combat boots or these sensible clogs?
I'm gonna say the sensible clogs with
socks.
Yes,
they were. Very good. SJ, in 2005, which pom-pomed pair of shoes did you wear to your Toronto perfume launch for Lovely? The pale blue beauties or these black shoes?
The pale blue beauties.
Yes, you are. 3 for 3. Which shoes did you wear to attend Stanley Scheinbaum's 70th birthday celebration in 1990? These beige heels with matching tights or these black slingbacks?
The black slingbacks.
Yes,
the big
you
pearls.
Did. Yeah. Which pair of styling sneakers did you wear to the National Council on the Arts benefit in 1989? This white and gray pair or the pair with thick white socks? That's hard.
Oh, no. 1989?
Yeah.
The pair with the thick socks.
It was the white and gray pair.
Oh.
Which shoes did you rock at the 1991 For the Boys premiere in L.A.? These red heels or the
red
subtle...
heels with the amber little stone
yes.
on Yes.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my God. You're amazing. Okay. Thank you very much, SJ. By the way, I want to mention you have stores in, you have two stores in New York. You've got outside of D.C. You have Vegas. And at
Bloomingdale's.
All over the world. Second, Carrie Bradshaw once said, year after year, 20-something women come to New York in search of the two L's, labels and love. But I wonder how well Sarah Jessica can remember the Sex and the City labels we love. Here's what, SJ, if you thought you were done with fashion challenges, you thought wrong. We're going to amp it up a little bit with
Rabbi, help
Name me. That Design. I'm going to show you a still of an iconic Sex and the City outfit. You have 3 seconds. You have three seconds to name the designer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, SJ, look right here. Okay, Carrie's newspaper print dress.
Dior.
Yes, Christian Dior, season 3. Okay, here is Carrie's wedding dress.
Vivian Westwood.
Yes, Vivian Westwood. Here is Carrie's full-fashion roadkill trench coat.
Dolce Gabbana.
Yeah, very good. She's 3 for 3. Carrie's white flower dress.
Halston. No, not Halston. Eugene
Alexander. Yes, okay.
Forgive me, Mr. Alexander.
Okay, here you are. The shoes Miranda's water broke
Louboutin.
All over. Yep, Louboutin. Thank you. Okay, this voluminous dress.
The Versace.
Yes, very good. Oh, my God, she's so good. Carrie's sleek suit from the Sex and the City movie.
Is that Ralph Lauren?
Yes, it is. Carrie's delicate floral dress.
This is it's her. It's her. She's a
Richard Tyler.
Australian.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Wow. Okay. Let's go to Sarah from California. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Sarah Jessica. So excited. My question is for Sarah Jessica. What was your reaction to Bette Midler watching Hocus Pocus for the first time and saying she never noticed what the girls were doing behind her?
Oh, yeah. She goes, oh, the girls in the back were doing all sorts of things. I never noticed it, but they were good.
You mean during the whole movie?
Yes.
That we were behind
the
her at some point?
The girls in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was proud to be in her downwind.
Yes.
Downwind. I'm thrilled.
Let's go to Blake from New York City. Hey, Blake, what's your question for SJP?
Hey, Andy Cohen. First, I have to say I heart you big. And if I already wasn't married, I would make it my mission in life to woo you.
Thank you.
Aww. That's so
Thanks.
Nice.
She just gave me a heart boner. What's your question?
Nice. SJP. I heard that you are the moderator for the Brooklyn stop on Michelle Obama's book tour, which is super cool. Yeah. What's your number one question for her?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't figured it. I honestly haven't figured it out. I don't know what the number one. I mean, I actually don't know.
Did you sign an NDA? All right, let's go to Gina from Georgia. Hey, Gina, what's your question?
Lots of questions, though. Lots of questions.
Yeah, of course. Hey, Gina.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
What is the most romantic thing that Matthew has done for you?
He's the king of romance.
Entertain my friendship with Andy.
That's so romantic. Chris P. emailed, what was your reaction to Julia Roberts? She was on Busy Phillips show the other day saying she's obsessed with your Instagram and she's surprised by how much you engage with your fans in the comments.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, she was a little freaked out by it, to tell you the truth, I think.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Yeah.
Do you like engaging with the commenters?
I do. For the most part, I think it's been great. And I've learned a lot. And I've had conversations with people that I might never have known or met.
Rachie Robb wants to know, would you be friends with Carrie Bradshaw? Would you be friends with
her? Oh, I don't know if
she
would be friends with me. But
really?
Sure, I would be. You know, she'd be somebody I'd be circling around, hoping,
yeah.
Like, no, you know,
yeah.
That girl in the lunchroom. But I don't know that. I don't know if she would be friends with me.
Really?
Maybe over time, like if I wore her down somehow.
It's game time, you guys.
It's game time, Sarah Jessica.
And I have been besties for years. How well do we really know each other, and how much have I forgotten because I was looking at my phone? Let's find out with the BFF test. Rabbi Kleinbaum is going to ask a trivia question and count down from three. SJ, you and I are going to answer at the same time and see if we match. So she'll ask the question, then say 3, 2, 1, and then we scream out the answer.
And then if the numbers look bad for us, are we forbidden?
No, everything's
good. We just need to work on our friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
Okay, Rabbi.
Okay, are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Who is more likely to pick up a dinner bill, Andy or Sarah Jessica?
Andy.
No, hold on. No,
oh, sorry.
I'll say 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Andy.
SJ.
I think you are. You've been picking him up.
No,
I really owe you.
Yeah. I feel like I owe you.
No, that's funny.
All right, we'll work it out later.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for your counting. Forgive me. I was told in advance I should wait for that. I just got excited.
What is Sarah Jessica's least favorite food? 3, 2, 1.
Parsley.
Wow.
Oh, look right there. I'm so...
Okay, go ahead.
Look right there.
Okay.
Does Andy wear boxers or briefs? 3, 2, 1.
Boxers!
Okay.
I tried to read your magazine. I did a longer...
They both start with B. They both
I know.
Okay. I think it's good that she doesn't.
I know.
I haven't seen... I think that's a good thing. Like, that's not...
Yeah, I know. We don't...
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Okay. That's for the after show.
Who is more likely to embarrass the other? Andy or Sarah Jessica? 3, 2, 1.
Andy.
Okay. Is Andy a Carrie, a Miranda, a Charlotte, or a Samantha? 3, 2, 1.
Samantha.
Okay, last one, Rabbi.
Okay. What is Andy's favorite part of his own body? 3, 2, 1.
His smile.
Oh, my rabbi. Oh, this got bad. Okay. What did you say?
His smile.
Oh, my smile. That is. I like my smile.
Because why?
Oh, you want to see something pretty, Rabbi Kleinbaum? Thanks for playing. I love the film. And wow, seeing you and Jacqueline Bisset, who plays your mom, and Renee Zellweger is in it, and
Common, and Taylor Kinney.
It's an incredible...
Simon Baker, Gus Bernie, Waleed.
And you sing in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Rufus Wainwright wrote the song, and it's a beautiful song, and
it's amazing.
A great director. Yeah.
And you play... Can I say how the film starts?
Sure,
Your character finds out that she's diagnosed with a
glioblastoma.
Right. Yeah. And she has not... a lot of time left to live, and it's a day in her life.
Yeah.
It's just...
And it's sort of a reckoning. She's sort of a ghost in her own life, and it's a story about loss and disappointment and forgiveness and, an attempt to right some wrongs and a love and... hate for the place you live, but you're still drawn to all of its promise and your own ideas of what your future should be.
Well put. And you're wonderful in the film. I absolutely love it. In theaters and on demand this weekend, and that's a great segue. Instead of the Mazel of the Day, we know that all Jews and non-Jews alike are looking for some direction and words of wisdom in the wake of what happened in Pittsburgh. And Rabbi Kleinbaum, I would just love to give you the floor to take us out of the week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And it's such an honor to be here with both of you. I think, first of all, we all have to remember that people who feel targeted feel alone. There have been different groups of people in this country who have been feeling targeted. And at our synagogue, CBST, we started every single Friday right before Muslim prayer, showing up with signs that say, "Jewish New Yorkers stand with our Muslim neighbors." We've been doing that for a couple of years now. And at first, there was some fear and concern. And then everybody started to want to take their selfie with us and send it to their mother in Pakistan or their sister in Afghanistan or their brother in Egypt to show that there are people who are standing out there. And every single week we're there. And then who did I hear from immediately after the news broke about what happened in Pittsburgh? Were our Muslim friends from this mosque. And then they organized themselves because they had developed such a relationship with us that they said they had to be with us the Friday night after the killing to stand in front of our synagogue with signs that said, "Muslim New Yorkers love our Jewish friends." Over 100 stood in front of the synagogue with signs and with flowers to give out to the many, many hundreds of congregants who came. Here's the story that we have to tell. We have to reach across the narratives of hate that exist. Know that we're all in this together. Despair is not a strategy, and joy is an act of spiritual resistance. We have to each find a way to be the reason that people believe in the goodness of another human being. Every day we can do that in all different kinds of ways. Every single one of us.
Well said. Thank you, Rabbi. Amazing. Thank you, Sarah Jessica Parker. Thank you, Rabbi Kleinbaum. It's the after.
After Show. Rabbi Kleinbaum is here behind the bar. Sarah Jessica stars in Here and Now in theaters and on demand and digital tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. Betsy from Virginia. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. First, I love everything about you.
Thanks.
And second, my question for Sarah Jessica is, what has been your all-time favorite Met Gala outfit that you've worn?
It's not that it's a favorite. I can't pick a favorite because I feel there are too much gratitude to all the designers who have allowed me to wear their dress, something important to them. But I really loved because it felt easy and although you weren't with me, so I shouldn't as much. But I did love the mohawk and the Giles Deacon.
But we hung out that night.
Yeah. And that's when we really learned, like, wait. We should be more officially attending.
We had been prior. Yeah.
Oh, I know what happened.
Yeah.
Right. We can't. We shan't talk.
I did send you an email, which I'm not sure.
Okay,
you
we're
going to
be fine. It's cool. It's
about,
cool.
About
like this
year.
One's going to be what is it?
Camp.
All right.
And when we were in the receiving line this year, Anna Wintour said to me, she goes, you're going to love the theme for next year. And I was like, well.
Yeah.
She said it in kind of a way. Yeah, I was like, well, what
now
is it, like
know.
Silly gay guys? I guess it is.
But there's been other great ones. There's been
I
other
have
great
an idea.
Ones.
I have an idea for mine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, my God, yeah, that never happens.
I know. Let's go to Morgan from Missouri. Hey, Morgan, what's your question?
Hi, guys. Big fan of both of you. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, meow, 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 meow. I've been meowing on the air, and people don't like it. Yeah. And on the radio. Oh, thank you, Morgan. What's your question?
Meow, meow, meow. Okay. Hi, SJP. If Sex and the City 3 never winds up happening, do you think that you'd ever do a live reading of the script so fans could see how you wanted it to end?
That's a great idea.
Oh, God, what a clever idea.
As a benefit.
Maybe as a benefit.
And I could play Samantha.
That's a really good idea.
It is.
Maybe it'll be a sort of post-show treat for the AC Squared kind of.
Yeah.
One of your larger venues.
You should do it like in Bryant Park or something. Wouldn't that
be amazing?
Wow,
yeah. I'd have to speak to Michael Patrick King about that.
Be cool.
But that's a really nice idea.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, thought-provoking, up-all-night kind of idea.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris from Boston. Hey, Chris, what's your question?
Hey there, Andy. I love you so much. I think you're so hot. I'm obsessed with you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's so nice. So many people.
I'm a little over my Target weight right now.
So I was just wondering, how proud were you of your friend Cynthia Nixon run for governor, and do you think she'll continue to work in politics?
Well, I think a lot of us in this room have a relationship with Cynthia.
Yes. And Cynthia and I co-hosted a benefit for Rabbi Kleinbaum that Hillary Clinton spoke at.
Yeah. So I'll let everybody talk about the pride they felt in her run and the way she conducted herself and how hard she worked and how important a lot of what she said was to the conversation. I think she was really, really good for our state. She talked about a lot of issues that are really important, and they've been integrated and included in the larger conversation that our governor is having.
Have you spoken to her since after the election?
I've not spoken to her, but we've exchanged lots of, And I'm really proud of her, and I think she'll always be active. I think she'll always participate. She grew up as somebody who was part of, I think being involved has always been really important to her, and I don't
Will
see
she
why
run
that
for
would...
mayor?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking to you, Rabbi.
I know.
I don't know. We haven't discussed that. Do you have thoughts?
I agree with you. I think she'll continue to contribute in all the different ways. I love her as an artist, so I don't want her to...
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
She's such a great actress.
Great
Let's go to Laura from Texas. Hey, Laura, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Sarah. I'm a huge fan. My question is, now that divorce has been renewed, can you tell us anything about what's in store for season 3?
Let's see, what can I tell you? What should I tell you? Maybe I just will tell you something that's not true to make you watch.
The season starts with a wedding.
Yeah, the season starts with a wedding and a birth.
Right.
And
we were making that up.
And then a divorce. Yes.
All right. Let's go to, but congratulations. I'm very excited there's more divorce. Last call of the night. It's Shayna from Kansas. Hey, Shayna, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Sarah, Jessica. Andy, I am such a huge fan. Have two Jewish beagles who send their love to their cousin, Waka.
Oh, Jewish beagles.
Hi, Sarah, Jessica. Such a huge fan. Can't even tell you. But my question is about the First Wives Club, and I'm wondering if you were disappointed in the fact that gender pay inequality prevented a sequel from the First Wives Club sequel happening, and do you think that gender pay inequality will impact your daughters in the future?
Okay, what
gender
happened?
Gender pay and inequality.
What happened on a sequel?
They're saying there was supposed to be a sequel, but they didn't want to fork up the dough to the ladies.
Is that right?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
And this is a young woman from Missouri?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I believe her.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know anything about that, so I really can't. Yeah. I can't speak to that. And your question is, your
and
second part is, will
inequality pay
affect
your
my daughters?
Yeah.
Let's hope not. I can't imagine. I mean, I would like to think that we're all having really important conversations about, equality and pay and also all the other things that need to be addressed.
Two more questions. Tara P. from Virginia wants to know if you have a favorite Carrie clothing or jewelry item that you still like to wear.
I don't wear any of it. It's all, anything that I have is an archive.
Yeah.
And I don't have favorite things. I'm very bad at picking favorites or, anecdotes. I guess, in a way, the most important piece that I think I own, in a way, is the Carrie necklace. I think that's sort of, because it's such a huge part of her identity. It's
Where is that Carrie necklace?
Where is it? No, it's just someplace safe.
You have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
And what did you get me for my 50th?
Oh, I got you an Andy necklace.
She did?
Yeah.
She did.
That was weird. I feel like maybe that was a misfire.
No, I love it. Are you kidding? What are you talking about? I've worn it.
Okay.
Yes. Why do you think that was a misfire?
Well, because you might have felt like, well, now I have to wear it sometimes.
No, sweetie.
Sweetie.
Eva R. Facebook, she wants to know the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen me do.
You?
Yeah.
I don't think anything really embarrasses you.
Good. Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, it might embarrass me, but it doesn't embarrass you.
Catherine C. from California said, I loved Miami Rhapsody. Your character in that movie was kind of similar to Carrie Bradshaw. She was always analyzing relationships. Did Miami Rhapsody have any influence on Sex and the City? It's funny. I feel like they happened adjacent to each other.
They sort of did, but not, there was a couple of years in between.
Oh, okay.
It didn't really, Candace had been writing that column in The Observer for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I think unbeknownst to David Frankel, who wrote the screenplay and directed Miami Rhapsody, I don't think he was aware of Candace's column when he wrote Miami Rhapsody.
Right.
But, it's not surprising to think that there were women of a certain generation talking about sexual politics and sort of examining and filleting relationships between men and women, that generation would have been curious about those relationships.
You spoke so eloquently to Vulture earlier this year about how Sex and the City was you said it with full reverence to Sex and the City, mm-hmm. but how in today's world, it was in a world of more people being woke to what's happening, that it wouldn't play the same way, which makes me regret that I'm not seeing those women today because it makes me wonder what they would think about everything that's happening now.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up just speaking about it today as well, and I'm glad you have framed it as. I'm not casting aspersions on the show or regretful of the way stories were told. I think they were really reflective of an economic climate, of a social climate, of a political climate. And you just simply couldn't tell that story today. If you were starting from, if you were birthing this idea, you could not, it must be a show with diversity in it. It would have to reflect the city and sort of the best of ourselves and inclusion and talk about those different perspectives.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious because simultaneously you would sort of want to hear from Samantha Carey, Charlotte Miranda, just in terms of how they are experiencing the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. And how they feel they fit into that, or in ways in which they might have even felt complicit. Just accepting relationships for what they were, and is that a generational? Generational, or is that conditioning? Is that? I think there would be a lot to say, but you can't have it. You kind of can't have it both ways.
Right.
The show would have to. Yeah, it would have to have. It would have to reflect better. It would have to include the, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say, for those of you who have eagle eyes on what's behind our shelves in the clubhouse, before I leave you, I do just want to point out that our rabbi is here on my shelf every week, right back there. There she is, Rabbi Kaima. Just wanted to point out. I feel like you're here blessing us right under the disco ball that Mariah Carey gave us. You're there blessing us.
Can I ask you a question? At what point did you get, what point did
she
you have
the
a bobblehead?
For the 25th anniversary celebration that Cynthia and Andy hosted.
Oh. Yes.
These bobbleheads were made.
Yes.
Got it.
And then
that's
she very
so
graciously
great.
Brought me one.
Oh,
and
that's
she's
so great.
Looking over us.
I recently... A four-year-old came up to me recently and said that who lives in Boston and her parents have one of the bobbleheads. And she said she had never met the person behind the bobblehead, so she asked me to go like this so she could go.
That's awesome. I want to thank Sarah Jessica Parker. The movie is here now in theaters on demand and digital tomorrow. Rabbi Kleinbaum, you can see her at Congregation Beth Sim Chat Torah. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Shaz.
Shalom told me you're full of shit. Everything you're saying about him is a lie. He's not suing you.
Let me show you guys. I'm going to show because I'm tired of being a liar.
We're gonna
and the fact that you would believe
it.
Shalom over me and not
we're
come to me.
Talk
you've been
it.
Holding on to this for how long now?
2 days. Ugh. We had dinner.
I'm done. I'm not done. I'm not being called a liar. I'm being sued for bullshit. I'm done. Have a good reunion.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.